Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
I've decided in bad economic times to save the money.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to let you know you're wanted and appreciated.
And Chad P.
What part-time grocery store stock boy wrote that website?
I don't know.
Class is in.
Rock School is like a box of chocolates.
Did that sound like Forrest Gump, or did that sound more like Al Gore?
The latter.
Yeah, Al Gore. Well, hi, I'm Joe Gore. Actually, I'm Joe Burns. This is Rock School. I'm a professor. The guy sitting next to me works at a radio station. What's your name, young man?
Forrest P.
That's Forrest P, ladies and gentlemen. That didn't sound quite right. No. Hey, Valentine's Day is this week. Have you purchased your wife anything for Valentine's Day yet?
Not yet, but I have a plan.
Okay, so you are like almost 90% of the men in the good old United States. It says here, I've procured all kinds of statistics about Valentine's Day. I, too, have not purchased anything. I have a 2-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Do I buy her something for Valentine's Day, or do I not buy her something for Valentine's Day?
I say no.
No, I don't think so either. She'll never remember it. Right.
Mm-mm.
Now, women who are listening to the show are going,
evil,
that's
evil.
Right.
I'll probably buy her something. Since it's Valentine's Day, you have to do something with Rock School, obviously, since we're bound by the calendar. So today, the power ballad, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lord, let the cheese begin.
It's the reason any woman came to a heavy metal concert.
That's right.
That's right. Starting around, well, it really depends on how far you want to take it back. You could proclaim that Led Zeppelin did power ballads, but they weren't really called power ballads back then.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't until the mid-1980s that record companies realized that these hard rock groups could put out a single which was really heavy, really crunchy, really something or other. And then the second single from the album could be slow,
mm-hmm,
and loving,
mm-hmm,
and wonderful.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, young ladies would swoon and ticket sales would quadruple. And the power ballad was born. So for an hour today, we're going to play power ballads and see if we can't get in touch with our feminine side. You have a feminine side?
You think we can get through an hour?
Oh, sure. Oh, man. Are there power ballads galore? They have bigger hits than the actual heavy metal tunes. And by the way, I have put together the rules of the power ballad.
Power ballads have rules?
Yes, right. I have put them together. And after we play our first one, we're going to come back and I'm going to proclaim the rules of the power ballad.
Okay.
What was the first one?
Oh.
What do you think? Can you come up with one?
80-something?
85, actually.
85?
85.
Eugene R. hadn't come out yet with
no.
Sweet... I don't know.
How about Motley Crue?
Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home.
As soon as you said
now,
the band.
That's the thing about it is nobody really knows which one was the first one, but if... In 85, you've got MTV,
yep,
and there was Tommy Lee playing around on the keyboard, and it sounded like this. Home Sweet Home. Maybe the first power ballad. As we do an hour of them, let's get in touch with the feminine side,
get
ladies
out the
and
lighters.
Gentlemen. That's right. On Rock
you
School.
Know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's some gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right. It doesn't mean...
Wow.
Oh, estrogen, man. It's all over me.
Wow.
happy Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy VD. We, We're doing... I've killed Chad. We're doing power ballads for the entire hour because of Valentine's Day, so find your sweetie and snuggle up. Here are the rules. I have written rules. These are mine. They came from nowhere except my gray matter.
Okay.
Here are the rules of power ballads by Joe Burns. Number one.
Number one.
The power ballad must come from a heavy group.
All right.
It cannot come from a lighter group. For example, Journey cannot have a power ballad.
I thought Journey was only known for ballads.
Well, that's right, but they can't be power ballads.
They can't
faithfully,
be power ballads.
Right. Faithfully, Open Arms, they are not power ballads.
Did you run these rules by your wife?
Of course not.
Uh-huh. I know she's a Journey fan. She wouldn't have let that rule fly.
Hey, I've been married for 20 years, man. The balance of power was never close in my favor to begin with. It's dead, too. It's dead straight away. REO Speedwagon.
Uh-huh.
Can never have a power ballad.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hard enough to begin with. GNR can have a power ballad.
Well, yeah.
Kix can have a power ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cooper can have a power ballad.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be hard to begin with.
All right.
Number two, the song must be about lost love, unrequited love. It has to be about a sad topic. For example, when I was looking at a list of power ballads, they had on there a couple Boston songs.
Okay.
And the Boston topics were like happy.
Yeah.
They were some... No.
Amanda. And,
right.
Yeah.
You know, Pamela mm-hmm. by like Toto.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Toto's not hard enough to have a power ballad, but still, that was too happy
gotcha.
A song.
It's got to be sad.
Right. And number three, and here's where I really cheese off some people.
Okay.
It has to be sung by a man.
Oh, wait a minute.
I believe power ballads have to be sung by a man. The only exception to this rule is Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne, Close My Eyes Forever. I'm sorry, Sheryl Crow. I'm sorry, Heart, as much as I love Heart. Power ballads are sung by a man.
Wow.
If that makes me a male chauvinist pig, oink, oink, I'm very sorry.
Listeners?
But those are my three rules of the power ballad.
And be sure you direct all sexist remarks to
right.
KSLURockSchool at gmail.com.
KSLURockSchool at gmail.com. Feel free to fight with me.
Yeah.
The next power ballad is from 1975, and it's only a power ballad because we've moved the term backwards. At the time, it wasn't called this. It was called, you know, just a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've moved the term backwards.
Mm-hmm.
After their hit, Hair of the Dog, now you're messing with
mm-hmm.
a son of a...
Mm-hmm.
Here's Nazareth.
She broke up with me, man.
Oh, dude.
Why'd she break up with me?
You know what they say.
There's never gonna be another girl like... Jenny!
Jenny?
Jenny!
Love hurts, dude.
On Rock School!
Chad.
Dude.
Really does. This is Rock School as we talk about power ballads
dude,
and some of the things dealing with Valentine's Day.
We got so sucked into that power ballad we almost missed the,
that's right.
the thing.
4 seconds left. I looked at Chad and I said, 4 seconds.
Stop crying.
Stop crying. I can't. Oh, by the way, here.
What?
Here.
What you got for me?
Here. Look at this. Look at this.
What you got?
I bought a heart of candy. Look at this. Okay. Life is like
a box of chocolates.
Here, reach in there
joke.
And grab one. Grab one.
Thank you. Right Thank
there.
You.
Okay.
You never know what you're going to get. What
okay,
is
what'd you get?
I got the pink one. I hate the pink one.
I got orange. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to me here.
What?
According to...
I was going to show her a mouthful.
According to... Oh, that's good, actually. What kind are these?
I don't know.
Russell Stover.
Come
that's
on.
Good. According to Valentine's Day website I went to,
mm-hmm.
when surveyed, 90% of women stated they only wanted to be shown that they were, quote, wanted and appreciated for Valentine's Day.
BS.
It is not. I'm just saying what it said here. I'm
well,
just reading what
BS.
It said. It says, it's not the gift per se. It is the fact that they are being shown appreciated, that they are being shown that they are being appreciated, and that they are wanted. So, gentlemen, this year, go ahead and do what Chad and I are doing.
Yeah.
Eat the candy yourself.
Mm-hmm. Keep the flowers in the ground.
Hey.
Just go to your girlfriend / significant other, wife, and just say, I've decided in bad economic times to save the money.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to let you know you're wanted and appreciated. See how that goes over.
Yeah. What part-time grocery store stock boy wrote that website?
I don't know.
I guarantee you, you go to Valentine's Day and say, I didn't buy you a thing. I just want to let you know that you're appreciated.
Uh-huh. Let's see how that one goes over.
Exactly.
Here's Brett Michaels in his Bus of Love or House of Love or, I don't know, Denny's of Love.
Whatever.
Every rose has his thorn.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What made Brett Michaels absolutely certain that he had to stick this in?
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Every rose has its thorn, just like a penny saved is a penny earned, and other cliches on Rock School.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my work? Cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
By the way,
yes.
Speaking of every rose having its thorn. One single perfect red rose framed with baby's breath is referred to by florists as a signature rose and is preferred on Valentine's Day. So, those of you who are going for the concept of quantity, I want 12 roses, I want 100 roses, I want this or that. According to florists, those who make their living creating floral reproductions, they state the perfect way to do it is a signature rose.
Yep.
One single red rose, baby's breath.
See, here's the deal.
Yes.
I have a little bit of creativity when it comes to gift giving.
All right.
In my opinion, it's all about the idea that you came up with for the number.
Oh, I agree.
Could be a single rose. Could be a dozen roses. Could be 5 roses.
But why the number?
Because we've been married for 5 years.
Perfect.
Or it could be 26 roses. Why? Because we met on the 26th of February.
Oh, I agree.
So
it's not,
there you go.
Right. It's not that you bought something. And that's what they're talking about. We made a joke out of it before the song. But this concept of... the woman wants to feel, your girlfriend / spouse / significant other wishes to feel wanted and appreciated. It's not the fact that you bought her a teddy bear.
Right.
Why did you buy a teddy
bear? Exactly.
Well, the first time I saw you, you had a teddy bear. You were holding a teddy bear, and I bought you this. That's the concept.
Right.
Wow, we're romantic.
Yeah, we are. I need to pull up some bed music to get me out of this.
Hello, WESU Middletown, Connecticut. Thanks for running Rock School.
Hello, KLSU, now Kitten Radio after this show airs. No more Tiger Radio.
Back in a minute on Rock School. This is Rock School as we do power ballads.
I feel better now.
Yeah, February 14th.
I'm a stone cold disc jockey.
This is November Rain from Guns N' Roses from 1992.
Dude, this song had me.
Oh, yeah, Stephanie Seymour. Man. Oh, yeah. Well, the video is really what got you, is the concept of her dying and such.
At the end of that video.
Yes.
When everything is just kind of fading out and Slash has got that one note.
Holding on to it. And she's dead.
She's dead.
Sure.
And it is raining buckets on top of Axl Rose's head. and he has just got his head up and looking up at the sky over that casket. How could you not feel that?
Wow, this is getting to you, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's November rain on Rock School.
Enjoying this. I went away to the little disc jockey's room and I come back and this thing was turned up to 11. Man,
right,
alive.
To 11.
What'd you want to tell me?
I wanted to tell you that. Have you ever heard the theory that it's good luck if it rains on your wedding day?
Sure, that's from Greece.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, I got married in the month of November.
Yes.
I got married in the country of Jamaica.
Yes.
And it rained.
Oh, good for you.
I had November rain on my wedding day.
Oh, fantastic.
However, if my wedding reception would have ended the way this one did, I'd be a vegetable right now.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Horrible.
Welcome to the bottom of the hour. 3 minutes late. We forgot that the song was 8 minutes long. I thought it was 5 minutes long.
No.
So let's do something that we've done at the bottom of the hour now for, most of the year. Of course, it's only February. Give me a music bed. This is a recap of the week, ladies and gentlemen. We call it 7 days in 70 seconds. The music bed is... That's Hocus Pocus by Focus, is
that's
it
right.
not?
Yes.
Yes, it is. We begin with the week, February 9th through the 15th. Chad has Monday.
All right. February 9th in 1997, The Simpsons, which has featured several Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees as guest stars, it became the longest-running primetime animated television series. Doc, right quick.
Yeah.
Which Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee appeared the most times on The Simpsons? Can you do it?
Paul McCartney.
No, it's actually David Crosby.
Really?
He appeared twice playing himself.
No kidding.
I'm not lying.
On this date, February 10th in 1972, T-Rex with Mark Bolan begins their first headline tour of America. They kick it off in Seattle.
On February 11th, 1967, the Monkees announced that they will now be playing all the instruments on all future recordings.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Peter Tork was the one that really lost his mind and said, look, we're musicians, let us play.
We're not television stars.
On this date, February 12th, 1961, the Miracles, You Better Shop Around, becomes Motown's first million seller.
On February 13th in 1982... Lynyrd Skynyrd singer Ronnie Van Zant's gravestone, which weighed 300 pounds, was stolen from Orange Park, Florida Cemetery. Police found it 2 weeks later in a dry riverbed.
Yeah, believe it or not, there's no truth to the rumor that he is buried in a Neil Young t-shirt. Not with a good Southern mother. Not a chance. On February 14th, The Who records a performance at Leeds University, which will later be released as Live at Leeds. And then on the 15th, back in 1954, Big Joe Turner records Shake, Rattle, and Roll. It will reach number one on the R&B chart and in 1998 win a Grammy Hall of Fame award. And
excellent.
That's 7 days in 70 seconds. We return to our, Valentine's Day show and the Power Ballad. Keep in mind these bits of facts. 3% of pet owners will give Valentine's Day to their pets. Hallmark has over 1,300 different cards specifically for Valentine's Day. And also, 64% of men will not make any plans, nor will they purchase any gift until the 13th of February.
That's what it's for.
This is Skid Row, the next Power Ballad. 18 in life, you got it on Rock School.
Thank you.
Sebastian Bach screaming it out there. I don't know, was that really a power ballad? Yeah, kind of.
It's borderline.
Yeah, the next one we got for you really is. Guess who's going to receive the most Valentine's Day cards this February 14th?
Oh, that's going to be me.
No, teachers.
Oh.
Yeah, all their kids are going to give them those silly little things.
See, you threw me off. I was looking for like one particular person.
Well, I'm a teacher.
Uh-huh.
I'll get some.
You're not getting
just
a Valentine from me.
I choose you. Hey, go ahead. What is the greatest Valentine's Day gift you've given your wife?
Oh, let's see. I remember the very first Valentine present that I bought for her before we even began to call ourselves boyfriend and girlfriend, but there was a concert in Lafayette when we were in college. Lit was opening up for Kid Rock, and I wanted to go. I bought an extra ticket, and we went down there and had a good time, but the concert was cut short because some certain professor sitting to my immediate left had a midterm the next day, and she wanted to come back and study.
Did she do well?
Yeah, she passed that class with a B.
Oh, well, that's good.
By the way, so here's the best gift that I ever got, and this is straight from her mouth because I ask her this all the time.
Yeah.
We had gotten married. We were married maybe 2 years, and I had absolutely no idea what to get her because I bought her gifts galore when we were dating.
Yeah.
Wanted to have that creativity, show off what I could do, and I had to keep topping myself, and it got hard.
So wait till you've been married 20 years
me. No. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what I'm going to do? Said to myself, I'm just going to give her money because I know she wants to go shopping. She wants to, hold on, wait a minute.
Okay.
But I didn't want to be like, happy Valentine's Day, here's a check. So here's what I did. I went to the bank and I withdrew $200 in ones.
Oh, okay.
And I put those ones in a box and I wrapped up the box in pink paper and said, happy Valentine's Day, I love you. And she opened it up and there was just cash all over the place. And to this day, if you ask her, what's the best present he ever got you? When he gave me $200 in ones.
Oh,
guys, I'm giving you open book. Steal that idea.
Oh, see, ladies?
Steal that idea.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Oh, I'll slap you.
Here's Cinderella. Gentlemen, boy, they were one of the real glam metals. They had their hair teased out to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. They were really, and the long tuxedo jackets with the, the little sparklies all over it, the
sequins,
rhinestones. Oh, yeah, all the way down. They're using a bedazzler before they went on stage.
So they took that thing and ran with it. Huh?
Oh, yeah. It's our Valentine's Day show.
That's right.
Nothing but power ballads
That's
here.
That's right. We're way late for the break now. You put me on the spot. I'm actually going to give you a minute. You asked me my most memorable, best Valentine's gift.
Sure.
I want to know yours. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to think about it.
Oh, I got a winner and a failure.
Good. I want to hear about both of them when we come back.
Hello, KSCL. Shreveport, Louisiana. Thanks for running Rock School.
Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain.
I love how you
ditto.
I love how you equal my delivery.
I gotta.
Yeah.
I got to.
Back in a minute, Rock School. We'll be right back.
Well, I know this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah. This is Rock School, Power Ballads. Happy yep. Valentine's Day. Okay. I've been married 20 years.
Yes.
And here is my most successful Valentine's Day gift. My wife and I had been dating maybe 8 months or so, and Valentine's Day was coming up, and I just flat out said to her, what would you like to do for Valentine's Day? And she just let it slip. She said, oh, I don't know. I've never received a Valentine. And I went, what? She said, no, I've never received a Valentine. I said, oh, come on. I know you've had boyfriends. And she said, well, just no one's ever given me a Valentine. Oh, please. No, I hadn't. I said, oh, okay. And I don't know whether that's true or not. I still, to this day, I'm not really sure that that's true.
Hmm.
So what I did is I went out to one of these, you know, Walgreens CVS type things, and I bought those little boxes
yeah.
of Valentines, you know, where
uh-huh.
you get like 32 or 50 in them.
Yep.
And I bought something like 50 boxes of them.
And
I took every single one of them out. I put every single one of them into an envelope, signed every single one of them, and I went into her apartment. I knew the guy that was working at the place, and he let me in her apartment. Yeah, shouldn't have done that, probably.
Wow.
And I taped them all up on the walls. It was close to 1,000 all over the walls.
Look at
and
you.
Every single one of them said Tammy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So that was, oh, yeah, she cried and cried and cried. So, success.
You did that when you were dating.
Oh, yeah, we hadn't yet married.
Don't you notice that some of your best gifts come when you're dating, and then after you get married, you're like, oh,
you got a whole
man.
Bucket full of ideas.
Now, what do I do?
Okay, when she turned 37 years old.
I love hearing other people's
the failures.
Failures.
When she turned 37 years old, I thought it would be cute. I went out and I bought 10 cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out, this wasn't Valentine's Day, this was her birthday.
I've heard this story.
I bought 10 cards, and
I
found
this.
The
I
significance
this.
Of the number 37
yeah.
10 times.
Uh-huh.
And then I hid the cards all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now there are 10 cards all over this house. Go find them. And it took her like 2 hours to find them all, because I really hid them. And she just thought that was funny, because the number 37 means this and that, and the movie to Jillian on her 37th birthday and all that.
Right.
She found all the cards, and then when it was all over, I said, well, wasn't that fun? And she said, yeah, where's my present? I didn't have a present. The rest of the day was very, very bad.
Yeah, didn't you make a call to one of the colleagues?
I did.
One of the other professors?
I called a friend of mine while my wife was crying, and I said, spend at least $50 on earrings and put them on the car.
Yeah.
And he was able to get the earrings on the car, and I then hid them later on in the day, and it bettered the day. But, yeah, it was really bad.
Wow.
Have a present.
Yep.
Have a present.
That's why I call BS on that
that's
website.
Right. Have a present. Here's Kix. Spell it K-I-X.
Like
Don't close your eyes. Yeah. Named after the cereal on Rock School. Kix. I don't know, maybe they are named after the cereal.
It's spelled the same.
Don't close your eyes. Here we got one more piece of chocolate.
Thank
Chad
you.
And I have been doing damage on this.
Oh, I got the caramel.
Did you?
Thank you,
I got one piece left.
Mm-hmm.
I got the chocolate truffle.
I got it all
Not
over the
bad.
Bottom of my chin.
Well, that does it. Hey, happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Valentine's Day.
And that wraps up our Power Ballads. We got time for one more song. And Chad and I have been talking here. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Don't buy lingerie, guys.
Well, that's what you say.
I'm telling you, don't buy lingerie. First of all, you look like a goofball buying it, and you always buy the wrong kind. You always buy this side of, shouldn't have bought that. I'm telling you, don't buy lingerie. Now, you say you bought lingerie this year?
Yeah, I'm
telling you, it's the wrong kind.
I bought it for Christmas, and she loves it.
Mm-mm. She's going to look at you. I'm telling you, you buy lingerie. She's going to pull it out of the bag and go, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I disagree.
I think so. We'll end up with one more power ballad. This is a really good piece of candy.
This one, too.
We're going to end with one more power ballad. Here's Beth by Kiss. Hold on.
You all right?
No.
Can you swallow there, pops?
Put down the wrong pipe. Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with another great show. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Hey, class is dismissed.